Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason I, Paul, am the prisoner of Yeshua the Messiah for you Gentiles. You may have heard of the dispensation of the grace of Elohim which was given me for you. How by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have written briefly already. By which, when you read it, you may understand my knowledge of the mystery of the Messiah. Which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. How the Gentiles are fellow heirs, and fellow members, and partakers of the promise in the Messiah by the gospel. Of this I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of Elohim given to me by the effective working of his power. To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the incomprehensible riches of the Messiah. And to reveal for all people what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden in Elohim, who created all things by Yeshua the Messiah. So that now the manifold wisdom of Elohim might be made known by the assembly to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. According to the everlasting purpose which he completed in the Messiah Yeshua our Master. In whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him. Therefore I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would give you, according to the riches of his glory, power to be strengthened by his Spirit in the inner man, and that the Messiah may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of the Messiah which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or imagine, according to the power that works in us. To him be the glory in the assembly, and in the Messiah Yeshua, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.